history of beer and aquavit in Scandinavia, both Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and among Scandinavian immigrants here in the United States. And we've planned some special activities around that exhibition so that you can enjoy the exhibition and then actually get to taste what the exhibition is about. And our final tour and a tasting event is tomorrow, Friday, October 9th at 3 p.m. This is a reservation-required event, and so we do encourage folks who are interested to call the museum at 764-7001. But at 3 o'clock, we would start a tour of the exhibition. I'll lead that, lead the group through, and we'll talk about the history and the stories and the traditions around, you know, beer and aquavit culture in Scandinavia. And then we'll sit down with some snacks and pair those with at least five different types of aquavit, so that if folks are curious about what aquavit is like, what it tastes like, there's actually quite a wide variety of flavors, and so we'll talk about that too.
Tova, it's not often, I believe, in my experience, that you get to taste something that you look at in the museum.
That's true. It's a pretty unique opportunity to really experience the exhibit in quite that way.
Okay. Now, what happens, and we'll come back to that phone number and so on, but what happens to the exhibit after, you know, soon? I understand it's going to be going away.
That's right. It's on view here in Elkhorn through October 25th. That's the final day. And then it starts its national tour. It is going to seven other Scandinavian American museums, from Seattle to Chicago to Philadelphia to Southern California and points in between. We're very proud to have organized this exhibition and to then launch it on its national tour. And its first stop is Seattle, Washington at the Nordic Heritage Museum. So it will actually be on the road through 2018. We're very proud to have put together this exhibition and a national itinerary like this.
Yes, we've talked in the past about the exhibits that you get coming in and, of course, are touring around, but it's not often that one kind of starts in Elkhorn, is originated in Elkhorn, so this is really special.
This is very special. We've done this a few times in the past. Our Danish Modern Exhibition was traveling. And we have smaller displays that travel quite frequently, but this is probably the largest national itinerary we've put together, and it's such a wonderful topic to explore, because for many people this is part of how they experience their Scandinavian heritage. It's all tied in with holiday traditions and family traditions and the food you eat and the drinks you drink, and all of that, you know, becomes part of how some people kind of connect to Scandinavian culture and heritage. And so we really wanted to explore this. And the title, Skål, is this word that all Scandinavians use to raise a toast, to say cheers. And it's the same in all three Scandinavian countries, and that word has managed to survive in Scandinavian American communities as well. And there's not that many words that are still living within these communities. So that's what kind of first piqued our interest. Like, how did this word and the rituals around it become so important that people, you know, around us today, if you raise a glass and say skål, they will respond in kind.
You bet. It is one of those words that I'm guessing most everybody has heard and may not know why we use it or what it means, but it is a word that is familiar. So what does aquavit taste like? Can you compare it to anything that people might be familiar with, Tova?
Well, it's actually closest to gin. It's produced exactly the same way as gin. It's basically distilled spirits that are flavored. Now, with gin, it's flavored with juniper. In aquavit, it's flavored with either caraway or dill, and then kind of a whole range of optional flavors and spices. But the main flavors are either caraway or dill. And so for people who might know that you can make your own aquavit at home, if you start with just pure vodka and add spices and flavors to it. So basically it's a distilled spirit flavored with caraway or dill, and sometimes with some, you know, orange peel for a citrus flavor, or even oak chips for kind of a woodsy oak flavor. There's a wide range of flavors, and that's part of what we want to introduce people to at these events, to really experience, you know, that there's a wide variety within this little category that's called aquavit.
Is aquavit almost always used by itself, or is it a part of mixed drinks also?
In Scandinavia, they almost always drink it straight. In the United States, most people drink liquor as a cocktail. If you're mm-hmm. in a bar, you usually order a cocktail as a mixed drink. And so in the United States, a lot of the domestic aquavits, you know, also have some really wonderful and creative recipes. The museum recently hosted a related event at the Berry and Rye in Omaha, in the Old Market, because they have an aquavit cocktail that includes snow peas in the recipe.
Talk about being creative.
It was wonderful. It's called Snowfall in Denmark is the name of the cocktail.
Fun.
And one of the ingredients are snow peas. So it's actually a cultural difference. You know, in Scandinavia, it's still mostly something to drink straight. But here, more people know it through cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that this event is tomorrow at 3, and you'd really like a reservation for that, really need a reservation for that. And give me that phone number, please.
Yes. So please call us today, if you can, at 764-7001. Of course, attendees must be over 21 years old, and there is a fee for this, $10 if you're a museum member, $15 if you're not a member currently. And so we still have space available, so we encourage folks to give us a call.
Now, you mentioned that it was the exhibit is there until the 25th. Is there any opportunity after tomorrow, I'm thinking like with a group, some special event that you could still come and taste?
Yes, well, there's a couple different ways you could do that. If you want to get a group together and call the museum and schedule your own private tour and a tasting, we can certainly accommodate that as the schedule allows. We will also have a public event that we're just calling Closing Time, to really celebrate the end of this exhibition and launch it on its national tour. That will be on Friday evening, October 23rd, so just as its final weekend. And we will be serving some beer, we'll be serving some aquavit. There's no charge for that event, it's just a free will donation. But from 6 to 8 p.m., all are welcome to come to the museum, see the exhibit. The store will be open, so you can take home the catalog if you want to. And that's another opportunity to get a literal taste of this exhibition.
Okay. Now, this exhibition is going away. There, you have to have something that kind of fills in that space. What's new?
Things are always changing. Yes, we actually have a couple exhibitions rotating very quickly. Our next art show will feature Dennis Anderson, who grew up in Elkhorn, but has spent most of his adult life in Atlanta, Georgia. But he's still very connected to the community. And he's providing a series of sculptures based on the theme of home. So that will actually open October 22nd. So anyone who comes to that closing event for Skoll, you can also enjoy the new art exhibit. When Skoll goes away, then the exhibit coming in is called Happy Danes on the Plains.
Hmm.
And for people who might be familiar with these descriptions of Happy Danes and Holy Danes, kind of depending on which side of the Danish Lutheran Church you might be a member of, this really explores what is that legacy of the Happy Danes, which are basically followers of Grundtvig, who was a Danish church leader. So we're looking at those communities that really sought to maintain Danish heritage in a very particular way throughout the Midwest, And we're adding a special focus on Kimballton. What is the history and kind of culture of Kimballton, Iowa? Because that was one of those Happy Dane communities. And so we'll be presenting the broader story of Danish American communities and the Grundtvigian tradition, but then taking a special focus look at Kimballton, Iowa.
All right. Remember, folks, that do this tasting, as I'm calling it, tour tomorrow. Call the Museum of Danish America if you'd like to get in on that, and all kinds of things going on there. We want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, who's the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture, for visiting with us this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here's a thought. It is not enough to have a good mind. The main thing is to use it well.